Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're still in session.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
And Trustee Sampson is excused. We are going to make one modification that I know of to the agenda. Mm-hmm. The agenda item number 9, the person representing that one is running just a little late, and she can only stay for a short while. So when she gets here, we'll throw her into the next slot. Are there any other modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll accept a motion on that.
Move to approve.
The
agenda as presented. With number 9, modification to when she gets here.
Okay. Do I have a second on that eloquent? Okay. Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion to amend the agenda or modify the agenda in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. Halloween trick-or-treat hours. It's going to be on Sunday, October 31st, which is Halloween, from 4 to 7 p.m. I hear a lot of people saying if you're going to participate, turn your porch lights on. If you're not, don't.
More candy for you.
Letter B, no overnight parking between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. from November 1st through March 31st. It's that time of year when we start to see some white stuff coming down. So don't park on village streets between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. from November 1st through March 31st. The village can change the March 31st date as we get closer and case we need to extend it or maybe shorten it. 3C, prescription drug take-back day is Saturday, October 23rd. That's this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Alloway Village Hall. There is an item on that or an article on that on our website, so if you have any used medications you don't want any longer, please bring them by and we will dispose of them in the proper way. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Mr. Clarence Matuszak.
Clarence Matuszak, 2680 South Webster Avenue. First of all, have you warned our new trustee already?
Pardon me?
Have you warned our new trustee about me?
Yes.
In a good way.
First, I'll probably paraphrase a explanation by Mark Twain at one time. He said, the rumors about my demise are greatly exaggerated.
And we are thankful for that.
Yeah, I am hearing the bugs are dead and gone, but it's a slow process to recover from the after effects of it. But I make it headway, and I've had a good long life. So doctors says I might live another 5 years. So that would be great, because I didn't expect to get this far. And I think that with a long and productive life. And may I digress for a minute and brag?
You may, sir.
Thank you. Some of you know I served in the Air Force in 2004, 15 years after I got out of the service. I learned I needed something productive that I was unaware of. I was a radar operator, 1 in 8, that were 2 miles from the communist border. And my last assignment that I remember, we were to try to locate the communist air base on the other side of the curtain, which we did. It was a routine assignment. As soon as I could figure out, we were the only 8 guys that did that. 4 of them are now dead. where I saw that banning officer in 2004, he says, "Oh, don't you remember Spine Dog? That was a program." And he says, "That was the main reason they started the people with rights back in the 50s, the spy planes that went over Russia." So he says, "Well, I did something good, and it doesn't cause me to affect it." So that's the reason I bragged.
Well, thank you for sharing.
The other is to thank you very much for the nice resolutions you passed. I particularly appreciate the one saying thank you for my service all the years. My body is failing quite rapidly, but my mind is still working. And as long as it works, I'll still participate. But I die, I guess. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very
welcome. I thought maybe that after I died, you send it. Dogs have always finally got rid of.
I can guarantee you that won't happen.
No.
Okay. I got a much more serious matters. I'm very disappointed that you lost the man. I was kind of anticipating what happened. I think both sides are at fault. Maybe you lost one of them inside. I wish somebody would have consulted with me. I had some ideas.
So Clarence is talking about losing the Alloy Village Band.
In my mind, as I told you before, I think it's the best public relations instrument the village had. It's trying to do it now, but in my mind, it could have taken the money from the apartment building, ripped up its carpet, put it on the vinyl floor, put it in somebody. Rehearsal hall, we continue to be used for the senior citizens. And you could build a small building on that strip behind the fire station to store that vehicle and personal office. And I think you could have done it for that $90,000. You got $90,000 for that building,
for the community center?
Yeah.
$200,000.
$200,000. Oh, easily you could have done that. All right. So that's my opinion. I wish you were stronger because I just being in the band, but it was time to be away. They spent 31 years in the band, and they put it away from a nothing to a class, probably the best community band in the state. I mean, that's really good. The next item, how is that business about changing the net voice? How did that meeting go?
Changing the what?
New water commissioners.
There is a recommend. There was. There was an individual that put their name in for consideration. An individual is the current town chair for Ledgeview. And so the recommendation has been forwarded to the county executive. That's exactly what the whole purpose was to try to help find a candidate to serve on Brown County or on New Water Commission and recommend an individual to the county executive. That's all it was, and that's what we did.
Yeah, all we did.
Yeah.
As I said in my email, simply because this is not quite work. But that was a play that was supposed to be to what they're trying to do now. And I mentioned interludes, I won't go into that detail now, but it's a tricky situation, so if they have a further meeting, I meet with my people starting to himself, given what I knew, so he can then have for his own judgment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you.
The next one just occurred the last couple of days with the agenda, and that is the upgrading of Webster. Now, is that going to be a complete renovation of Rock Copy or what?
Right now, it is scheduled to be a repair project.
Oh, because I thought they were going to rebuild the entire thing. But I had a cinema for God for the future, because I expect he's still going to be here. That would be a time to attempt to acquire an additional foot on each side and widen that sidewalk.
From your lips to the man's ears.
Well, don't forget that.
Thank you for that comment. We appreciate that.
Thank you. It is nice to be back.
It is. Also with Webster, one of the things is with putting it off is looking at everything underneath Webster. Sanitary, storm, water, all of it when the rebuild happens down the road. So thank you, because looking at the terrace and the sidewalk on that road is huge.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Clarence. Thanks for being here. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public comment. And we will move on to item 5, action regarding 2022-2024 Brown County Sheriff's contract. Mr. Lang.
Yeah, you do have now the numbers, and I apologize for that not being in the agenda or in your package last time. The question that was posed from the last board meeting was, has the village attorney reviewed the contract? reviewed the contract? Attorney Patterson did review it, and the comments that she had five items, which we all knew were in there, which number one is the squad car will now meet county specifications. That's what we've been doing for as long as we know. So it's just now it's clarified in the contract. The body cameras and the cameras for the cars, that provision is in there. The responsibility of invoicing that once the packers' contribution runs low or out, that there is the contribution from the village. There was an error in the previous contract that stated Bellevue employee when it should have been Elway employee, so that's a change. And of course, the overall increase, which is why we have the contract. So,
okay.
Those were Attorney Patterson's only concern.
Okay. And they've been addressed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions for Brad?
I do have one more thing. I did send an email this morning to Deputy Sheriff Broadbeck. Two questions I proposed last night in budget. I just haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay. I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Genrich.
Move to approve the 22-24 Brown County Sheriff's contract as presented.
Thank you. Trustee Harris.
Second.
Second by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Brown County Sheriff gives us great services. We thank them for that. And we'll keep going. I have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Did we have in there that Jason Vogel has remained our DEO?
Yes, I put that in there.
I actually asked him that today. I said, no, just to clarify, you are coming back. He said yes.
Would you like to say that on record, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
How many years?
I'm okay. I just got to get to 53.
Okay, item number 6, approval, action regarding approval of certified survey map from Mount Associates on behalf of AJS LLC for parcel AL25-1, located at 1430 Marine Street. Mr. Fuller.
So the board has seen this in some form previously. This was a version of the CSM was approved back in May. there was a change to create, instead of an easement, it would connect all four lots here. It would be, it was changed to a flag lot configuration, which is essentially a portion of this back parcel is connected by a small strip of property along the east side where the driveway would come through. And then these outlots are serviced by an easement on that flag, or that flag pole portion of the flag lot. That makes sense. In the process of creating that flag lot, some of the easement language was changed. And our ordinance is pretty clear that that public access is required for all streets if they're going to be held privately. So that was discussed with the property owner, and I provided you on your desk a document I received today, which is an amendment of the driveway easement. And essentially, it strikes item number 9 here in the attached easement and replaces it with the language in here. It doesn't necessarily grant public access, but it doesn't prohibit it. So,
okay, what does that mean in reality?
I think in reality, it would be, it could be argued either way, really, but in this instance, the property owner has assured us that he doesn't intend to kick out public if they're kind of being peaceful. Mm-hmm. It's really just the problematic ones and any future landowners to put them at ease.
But our ordinance requires public access.
Correct.
And this is, and the amendment is not a guarantee of public access. What do you describe it?
Well, so, in the property owner is here tonight if he wants to comment, but how I read it is in that first sentence of item number 9 in the easement agreement that's attached, they removed that last portion of the sentence, which how I understood it, would prohibit any public purpose whatsoever. That was removed. And the proposed language does allow for it, it just doesn't necessarily promise it forever. Shall be deemed the gift of, or dedication of any portion of the easement access to the general public.
So who owns the land, that strip, the roadway?
That'd be the furthest parcel to the south, which I believe is AJS.
Okay.
Mr. Schneider.
Has our attorney looked at this amendment?
She has not, though.
And so with the amendment and the item on the agenda, there's really two things that we're being asked to take a motion on.
It would be to...
A, to accept the CSM.
Right.
But on the agenda, does it speak to the amendment?
I think you could include in your motion, if you chose, to accept the CSM with the proposed amendment.
Upon review of our attorney.
Okay. Would anyone like to suspend the rules to invite Mr. Schmidt up?
Please.
Mr. Atwood, seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion?
We have a motion to suspend the rules and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Schneider, would you like to come up, please? Oh, Schneider, I'm sorry. I thought I saw Schneider.
I really wasn't planning on this. I thought we had made the change that that they were looking for. I didn't realize that it has a sunset period.
Mr. Schneider, I'm sorry. Could you come up to the microphone because we record this?
Oh.
You're being
heard. I thought my voice wasn't carrying.
No, it does. It carries.
It usually does.
Could you give us your name and address, please?
James Jim Schneider, 1430 Marine Street.
Thank you, sir. So I'm sorry,
I've been there for 30 years now.
Very nice.
And I love it.
Wonderful.
Okay. The road is private, but according to the rules and things that he had set up, I was told by Trevor, we had to make some amendments to the way it was set up so that the public can use the road if they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. As long as the public understands that there's private property at the end of it, so you're going to come in, you can turn around, go out, but you can come in. There's no stopping, no stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else I can put in there to open up that more. If there's something there that says it's going to die, no. This was meant to be something that will live beyond me, so that all property owners in the future would have the same rules and access to this road as well as whoever is living at my house at the end of the street.
Right.
And what I'm really doing is I'm protecting myself so I can get in and out of my property.
Yep.
And I want to make sure that the street looks good and the properties all look good. I just put $20,000 into that entryway and that road in there because I'm selling off some of the parcels finally after all these years. And I want to make sure that the owners, the new owners, whoever they're going to be, have good access to what they have, but also so that I can control the road and I can keep it open.
Yep.
The only reason there are any restrictions before is I was concerned about the public coming in and using. I cannot tell you how many people fail to get off the trail and end up coming down to my driveway and going around the circle just checking things out, and I'm going, wait a minute, it's all posted, don't you get this? But I'm assured that by allowing it public access, that isn't saying, hey, come on down, we're open for business.
Right.
It's more of, you can use this because that's what the rules and regulations say. Just respect it.
So, okay.
And I'll put for questions.
That all makes a great deal of sense. It really
does. I hope so.
And I wish you the greatest of luck in whatever goes in down there.
I hope it's good and I'll be good.
Yeah. So. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Schneider?
No. Thank you. Any update on the Jimmy C's building?
I'm meeting with some potential buyers. I'm hoping something comes off up soon. I don't know if you all know, but the Marine Storage Building sold. It was supposed to close June 30th. This is the document we've been waiting to close.
Oh, okay.
So we keep pushing it off, and the buyer's been very patient, thankfully. So.
Well, we definitely want to help you.
Well,
just,
I appreciate it.
We just
that,
have
yes.
to make sure it's done right.
Trust me, I have loved living in Alloy, and I've loved the relationship I've had with this board and many other boards too, because it's a great place to live and work and build and grow. And I
thank people
you
like
you.
You
do.
And Clarence and Al.
All of you, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And
okay.
The county, of course.
And the county. Thank
Anything
you,
else?
Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'll accept the motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? We have a motion to pick up the rules on a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. I'll make a motion on this item. What do I want to say? I think we should have our attorney look at this, and especially with Mr. Schneider's interest in having it follow the laws or the rules, but also to provide that access
and not open it to the world, but to be able to provide public access. I think we should make sure it says that going forward, as he said, for not only himself, but future property owners. I can surely make I'll make a motion to approve the CSM and the amendment contingent upon our attorney reviewing it and making any additional changes that are required to have it go along with the ordinance. That way you don't have to worry about coming back and it can be done.
So that Mr. Schneider's verbal intent matches up with the language that we understand as well, so that there wouldn't be something 20, 25 years from now where there is a possible misinterpretation.
Right. So basically to follow the ordinance.
In addition to that, can we put a time frame on it with our attorneys of maybe 48 hours so that we're not holding up the sale of the property?
Yep.
Okay.
The motion will be to approve it contingent upon attorney's review. The attorney will direct staff to have the attorney do that within the 48 hours, but that won't be part of the motion. Okay.
Sean?
I guess I just have one question, a couple questions.
Well, I've got a motion. We have to get a second. Second? Trustee Green. Okay. Sean?
This is for a driveway easement. We're not going to be responsible to maintain this driveway.
No, it'll be a private road.
I would suggest that you put up some signs you probably have already. Not a through street.
Okie doke. We have a motion to approve contingent upon our attorney's approval with directing staff to try and get that done in the next 48 hours. And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you very much, Mr. Schneider. Best of luck down there.
Appreciate it.
Bring something good in there. Get us excited. Okay. Item number 7. Action regarding the renewal of Brown County Solid Waste Agreement.
As previously discussed at the Village Board, Brown County Solid Waste Department is seeking to renew their solid waste services agreement, in part due to the construction of a new landfill in the town of Holland. And here tonight to go through that agreement and also give you an update on the construction of the landfill is Mark Walter, Business Development Manager of Brown County Solid Waste Department.
What an introduction.
What a... Yeah.
Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, what an introduction. My title is kind of, it's always hard to explain, but I call myself the Jack of all trades because basically I cover, you name it, I cover it in our department. Thanks for having us. This is actually the first community we're talking to about the renewal. This solid waste agreement actually is going to our county board in a blank form so that we can then take it to each of the communities in the county and see about getting it approved there. They've kind of played some tricks on us. They're supposed to have solid waste or a county board tomorrow night. They've actually shoved it up to next week, so we've got another week of waiting for the county board to approve our blanket amendment agreement, but it shouldn't be an issue at all. As we talk through this, Village of Denmark's already adopted it, so we're in pretty good shape. But basically, what this solid waste agreement is an update to an agreement that the county and the Village of Alloway and all the rest of the communities in Brown County signed in 2012, whereby we established a tiered set of rates for garbage, with the best rate going to any municipality in Brown County, regardless of how much tonnage you're bringing into the system. In 2009, we also signed a recycling agreement with all the communities, basically establishing the same thing. We give you the best rate we could possibly give within our system, the tiered system, so that the municipalities benefit from being part of a larger system. And the updated agreement is combining those two agreements together so that it's easier for us to manage one agreement rather than two. All the conditions are still the same as we go forward. Also, part of the rationale for all this is that we are opening a new landfill in Southern Brown County. If you haven't heard about it, you certainly will be. I've actually got a really neat video that the Brown County Land Conservation Department periodically flies a drone video over the landfill. The one I have with me tonight is from yesterday, so it's hot off the presses. Nobody else has actually seen it. That's pretty good. Part of this process, though, is that with that new landfill, we know that the costs are going to increase. We haven't opened a landfill in Brown County in more than 25 years. This is actually the first brand new landfill in the state of Wisconsin in 20 years. So there haven't been any new landfills. There hasn't been a need for most of them. And our landfill actually was deferred from originally it was going to open in the 90s. We had actually sited it in the town of Holland, Greenleaf area. I've gotten through all the approvals and everything else, but then Brown, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties got together and said, you know, we're all individually managing all of our solid waste separately. Wouldn't it be better if we were doing things collectively? And so in 2001, we established what's called the BOW, or the BOW, Brown, Outagamie, Winnebago Solid Waste Management System. And we agreed that we would use each county's landfill in succession as the BOW landfill going forward. So in 2012, Winnebago's landfill, which was the receiving landfill, got full. We moved to Outagamie County's landfill. So from 2012 to today, and for the next couple of years, Outagamie County's landfill will be getting used. That's got about 3 years of life. So before it opens, or before it closes, we have to open a new landfill to be receiving landfill for all of the BOW system. And that's going to be the southern, the Brown County landfill in southern Brown County and Tom Greenleaf area. As part of that, though, the costs of actually landfilling are going to go up by the cost of the capital investment that we have in our landfill. So it's estimated that it's about $22 million to open the landfill between equipment, staffing, construction, basically digging a big hole and putting all the liner, everything else in there. Consequently, from this year to next year, our actual cost of handling garbage is going to go up about $8. And rather than throwing the $8 increase straight off to all the communities in the county and to our customers, several years ago, I don't remember the actual date we established what we call a rate stabilization fund. And as of today, it has about $1.1 million in it. That fund was established from retained earnings from landfilling, running our systems, to offset that increase for the communities in Brown County so that you wouldn't get hit with an $8 increase in 1 year. We're incrementing it and paying the difference from that fund. So in the next 5 years or so, based on the schedule that's in the solid waste agreement, we'll actually draw down that $1.1 million to pay for some of that cost increase so that it goes up gradually. The first 2 years, we are pretty well fixed in terms of what those cost increases are going to be. After that, we're actually going to look at the actual cost of operating the landfill and adjust back down. We think it's $8 right now, but odds are it's going to be less than that. Just there's certain efficiencies, but we don't want to understate what it might cost out there. So we'll readjust it in a couple of years and based on actual cost of operating the landfill and then look at how we continue to use that rate stabilization fund into the future for the benefit of the communities. So, like I say, this agreement then is basically restating what was in the previous agreement. We've had a great working relationship, I'd say, with all of our communities. It's establishing a new agreement for 10 years with some automatic renewals unless they're within the notification period, which is, I think in this one, is 180 days, that one of the community, either we or the communities want to get out of the agreement for some reason. I don't expect that to happen, but it just saves us some of that administrative processing on a short time frame. We can do this over a long period. And what's happening then is you're helping to stabilize the whole solid waste system. At the same time, because my main focus actually in my job is on recycling and waste recovery and a lot of how to do reduction of waste, this landfill may last longer, and my focus is also on how not to put stuff into the landfill. So we're going to continue to work on that. We're looking at new technologies all the time, looking at how to capture some of the waste that might be in there, some of the resources that are in the waste, and actually keep it from going into a landfill, which consequently would extend the life of the landfill itself for, you know, we're saying 15 to 18 years, but realistically it's probably 20 to 25 years. We'll also be opening another landfill cell at Outagamie County adjacent to the current landfill at 41 and 141. So there will be some lifespan within the whole bottle system, but that's going to be a smaller landfill. Overall, you've got somewhere between 40 and 60 years of landfill capacity within the bowl system without any other major investments in going into the future. So this really does set things up pretty well for the next, well, I'll be long retired before this. This is all done, said and done, hopefully. And basically what we're doing then tonight is, what I'm doing tonight is asking, first of all, if there are any questions about what we're trying to get at, and secondly, asking for your support in actually adopting this at this point. And the other thing, like I said, I have that video, which is really kind of neat. Trevor and I were just talking, and it turns out he used to be one of my students at UWGB in GIS. Who knew?
Did you pass him?
I'm pretty sure I did, but I couldn't tell you. So this is actually the new landfill, and you're looking to the southwest, so that the front part is east and north of landfill. You come in off of County IL down this road. The building at the bottom there is our brand new scale house, and there's three scales there. Those red platforms are actually scales. So you drive in there over the right-hand lane would be for residences, residential customers. The second lane in the middle would be for account customers who are coming in all the time. And then the last lane is outbound. The big pad there with those little checkerboard gray areas, that's actually a completely asphalted area for what we call it a resource recovery area. So the pads are actually for dumpsters that will take paper and metal and shingles, whatever we pull up. You know, customers, whenever residents come in, they have something that we can separate and get rid of separately from garbage. They'll be able to put them in dumpsters there. We'll also have some other wood piles, other things, anything that we can recycle somewhere down the line. We'll go in that asphalted area. The area next to it is going to stay gravel. It's future use for a variety of different construction equipment that we might need, any supplies we might need in that area. Landfill itself sits on about 26 acres, I think was the last number, if I remember correctly. It all drains to the northeast corner. So on this image right now, the left, the corner that's to the top and left, which has a little white patch on the tail, is actually the northeast corner of the landfill. Everything is designed to drain to that corner. And then, thank you. From there, it'll actually go into the settlement pond. Some of the material will actually go into that little square gray area at the bottom, which is actually a leachate tank, 155,000-gallon leachate storage tank. When landfills decompose, they create leachate and methane. We collect both of those, control all that. The leachate goes to New Water for treatment. Methane we capture, and eventually, it'll take about 5 years before we get enough to actually do much with it, but eventually it'll go back into the CAS pipeline that's right across the road from us. So you're getting the full aerial look. The road that's at the bottom is how the trucks will all come in all the way across that road and come in from the south into the landfill, basically drive to the north, dump their loads, and slowly work our way back that way. The first year we actually have to do what we call fluff layers. So we have to get about 10 feet of anything that's not construction or large machinery, anything that's not going to puncture our base. So this is the base of this landfill is made up of 50 feet of clay and then a variety of geotextile and synthetic fabrics layered with more soil and gravel and drainage systems in there. Very engineered. And Sean probably knows more about me. He's an engineer. I'm a cartographer, so I know how to make maps. And eventually, though, everybody will come in and out that way. The pad at the bottom was actually gravel that we had stockpiled here for using for making the roads and everything else here. And then the building that we're circling around towards the back is actually our maintenance building. It'll house all the equipment to maintain the bulldozers and the compactors and the trucks. I've learned a lot about landfilling just in the last year because, again, it's not my normal field, and I'm flabbergasted just by the cost of a piece of the machinery for this. We're getting one compactor, so the big, it looks like a giant bulldozer with knobby metal wheels that's designed to go back and forth on top of the garbage and compact it. The more you compact it, the more material you get in, the better it is, the less air you get in, and so forth. Brand new one costs $1.5 million. We got a used one out of Texas. It cost us $1 million, and it came up on three semi-loads because it's too big to fit on one. It's actually in active use right now at Allegheny County because they're doing the testing on it, and then they're training on it so that their people can come to us, and we can send our new employees down there to train. By last year at this time, we had 13 employees in our department. Next year at this time, we'll have 28. So we've been trying for a year now to hire enough people to work. The equipment that's going to be in there, the maintenance, mechanics, the landfill manager now, we need scale operators, we need and a lot of machinery. We ordered two pickup trucks in March of this year. We were told this week that the brand new pickup trucks will be delivered in November of 2022. So we're it's been a challenge.
Very nice.
You're always welcome. Anybody who wants to, we're always welcome to come out and take additional tours of this and see what it looks like on the ground and what we're going to end up doing with it. Yes, sir.
How deep is the landfill from the ground level?
From there. Well, we originally dug it about 60 feet. We've raised it up about 10 to 15 as we put in the various layers of material that go in there before you get to garbage layer. It'll be 40 feet deep and about 70 to 80 feet tall. I think we were going from under to top to about 100. From the 40 feet down to the top, it's going to be about 110 feet or somewhere in that area.
Okay. Wow.
Our biggest challenge with this is actually, for lack of a better thought, this is actually an ideal spot to put a landfill because there's so much clay. Normally, you have to bring in clay to put in. Allegheny County is going to have to ship in clay to put their new landfill in. We excavated 40 feet of clay, and we have another probably 70 or 80 feet below what we actually need. Wow. So it's a great place to put a landfill, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions for Mark?
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Is this site a lot closer to the one you're using now?
It's actually...
My ear back in place. Sorry.
This landfill is actually about 1 to 2 miles farther than the current... It depends on where you're coming from, because this is straight down Highway 57. Right, there's a roundabout in Greenleaf. There's County Highway Shop in Greenleaf area. You go another mile. County Highway IL is the landfill. That's where the landfill is going to be. So for us, it's a little bit farther from our garbage transfer station, but from the east side of Green Bay, it's closer. So it depends on where you are.
Fuel, which
you
offset
some
other costs. I think we should.
We'll save. It's pretty much a break even. We've actually looked at the costs, and the mileage is so similar that it's not actually going to be a significant impact on our hauling costs.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Yep.
Thanks for being here.
Anytime. Always. When I hear about recycling, that's my bailiwick. So
keep bringing the money in for that.
Yep. $81 a ton we're paying you for your recycling right now, so that's the best it's ever been. So I like that.
Thank you. So do we.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to also add that we have had close attorney review the agreements, and in short, she said it was well worth it. She had some minor comments, of which Mark and me addressed.
Wonderful. You read my mind. Thank you. Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Atkin. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
Yes. I wanted to double check the wording in Section 3, the term, make sure what our intent is. The way I'm interpreting it, that 180-day notification is only valid for the end of each term. So if we, not that I anticipate any issues, but the way I'm reading it, especially the last line, once you get past year 9 and a half for that 180 days, we are obligated to another 5-year term. And then at year 14 and a half, we would be obligated for years 16 through 20. That's the only time, the way I'm reading this, that's the only time that 180 days comes into effect. I don't know if that's the intent or not, or if we should be able, or if either party should be able to get out at that 180 days notice.
Mark, do you know what the intent is?
You are correct. I mean, that it is designed so that there's probably a 5-year window. That 6-month out is only at certain times. It really comes into play because the cost of operating this system is so expensive over time that we need to know well in advance if there are going to be any changes and then accommodate those changes. It basically takes us 4 or 5 years to make some changes occasionally. Where public entities, so sometimes things move very slowly. But the intent is actually there for a 6-month time frame. That's actually the same language, I believe, as in the current agreement.
Understand.
Yeah.
In essence, we're giving 5.5 years notice. That's what it comes down to. And I want to make sure that that is what this municipality wants to do.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. And are you okay with that?
I believe so. I didn't know how it was intended. It was, I would normally you assume 180 days notice is to exit. That's not how this is worded, so it's not what I'm used to seeing in terms of contracts.
You have that escape clause in there. So.
Yeah, basically they want to know we're under contract, and if we're not going to renew, we need to let them know that. Okay, any other discussion? We have a motion and a second to approve the contract. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Item number, we have our guest. Okay. We are now going to do number 9. And number 9 is the action regarding proclamation of recognizing permanent makeup awareness week, November 7th through 13th. Trustee Deutsch, why don't you open this up?
Thanks. So there is a local nonprofit that is homed here in the village of Alloway, and she had reached out to me regarding some of the services, and not only affecting here in our community, but also branching out to other states. And so I have asked Jill if she wanted to come and speak and talk about her nonprofit, Hope and Olive, and the mission that they bring and how it's impacting Alloway and our surrounding areas.
That would be great. Would you like to come up?
Sure.
Thanks for being here. Would you give us your name and address, please?
Yes. My name is Jill Elmer, and the Hope and Olive address is 801 Hoffman Road, right here in Alloway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my name again is Jill Elmer. I would like to start off by just saying thank you for your patience. I know I was supposed to kick things off a little bit earlier here about this discussion, but I'm sure you can all attest to crazy days, and that is what put me here straight from my studio. So I wanted to, first of all, thank you for putting together for allowing us to work with you on this proclamation. Permanent makeup services sometimes have a little bit of a stigma around them, and Hope and Olive's mission, which I'll touch base on here in a moment, is really everything that is encompassed in this proclamation. There are not a lot of permanent makeup artists or those who are in this industry in general who really push the reasons why someone would choose to do these services. I myself have been a permanent makeup artist for 5 years, and it really is a pioneering effort, and it's really incredible to be able to partner with the Village of Alloway and have Hope and Olive be in the Village of Alloway to really do this together, because there is nothing like this out there. There is nothing nationally or internationally that recognizes anything to do with permanent makeup awareness. And just to give you a little bit of a background, the reason that I got into permanent makeup is because of my own disorder called trichotillomania, and it's a hair pulling disorder. And I had seen someone who had permanent makeup eyebrows and at a conference for my disorder, and I was absolutely stunned and amazed, and I researched doing it for myself, and that's how I ended up getting into it in the first place, because I knew I wanted to serve other people in the same way. So to take a step back about Hope and Olive, the idea came to me in 2017, started building a board and building the concepts and the foundation around the nonprofit in 2018. And in 2019, we submitted 501c3 status to the IRS. There was then a government shutdown. It took until December. It took almost a full year for that 501c3 status approval. And we are very proud to be able to bring that to this area. Then we launched officially to the public in February of 2020, and then we all know what happened after that. So 2020 was an interesting year after we launched, but nonetheless, it did not put us back in our efforts to become more involved in the community and get our mission out there. So this proclamation really is special. Like I said, there's nothing out there for anything around the reasons why people choose permanent makeup. I work daily with individuals who've gone through chemo, who have alopecia, who have trichotillomania, burn survivors, human trafficking survivors, and that is what this proclamation is encompassing, and bringing awareness to those types of individuals and the services that are out there to be able to help them. So as far as Hope and Olive goes, I gave you a little bit of the background, but that really is the mission. So we have a network of permanent makeup artists that are throughout the country. We are slowly building out, and the goal is to have representation and artists in our network in all 50 states within the next 2 years. We have some pretty hefty goals ahead of us, but it's a very unique nonprofit. So the artists actually do the services at no cost, and their time, their talent, their supplies are all donated, as long as the recipient who fills out an application for approval meets the criteria for having been through those types of circumstances that I mentioned earlier. So, you know, in general, it's just really wonderful to be able to bring this to the area. I don't think there's a lot of nonprofits in Alloway, so I feel very honored to be able to have this opportunity to be here and to be able to work with you and have this proclamation. So I would like to open up if there are any questions about Hope and Olive.
Great, thanks. Do we have any questions? What a great mission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, so I will read the proclamation and then accept the motion. So, proclamation for Permanent Makeup Awareness Week, November 7th through 13th. Whereas November 7th through 13th marks Permanent Makeup Awareness Week to bring awareness to different disorders and diseases and share how the gift of permanent makeup can help with one's mental health. Whereas permanent makeup is the process of cosmetic tattooing, where pigment is actually tattooed into the skin to create the look of eyebrows, eyeliner, and lip color. Many permanent makeup artists also provide areola restoration services, which is the look of a real areola and nipple, most common after breast cancer, mastectomy, and reconstruction. Some women never get their eyebrows back after chemotherapy, resulting in the need for permanent makeup eyebrows. Whereas additional reasons for permanent makeup include individuals with disorders or diseases such as trichotillomania, dermatillomania, I apologize, Parkinson's disease, alopecia, and burn survivors.
Let it be resolved that the Alloway Village Board recognizes the week of November 7th through 13th as Permanent Awareness Week in an effort to increase awareness and to show support and awareness to different disorders and diseases and share how the gift of permanent makeup can help with one's mental health. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make a motion.
Trustee Deutsch, do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion?
Is there any hope, discussion about insurance coverage at some point, given the mental health connection and whatever?
Great question. We actually do have insurance. We have full coverage insurance and liability insurance, actually, for any decisions that our board makes. That was the recommendation of the attorney that we use for. We do have an attorney designated for Hope and Olive that has helped with a lot of the documentation. The IRS wanted a lot of documentation in regards to these services, and because there is nothing like it. So we have an attorney that is it's Devin Shanley. And then we have insurance as well that covers all of the decisions that the board makes, and that has been ever since the attorney we've had since 2018, and the insurance we did establish last year when we launched.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion? Well, thanks on behalf of the folks who serve. Thank you for being here, and thanks for providing these services and creating this mission. We have a motion to approve proclamation for Permanent Makeup Awareness Week and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
We're hoping to get a picture.
Let's get a picture. Who's in the picture?
Okay. Lauren? Lauren? Bring my
clothes.
Okay. On
the board.
On the whole board?
Oh, you got that.
You want to sell?
Yes.
Come on out, guys.
I thought you were going to stay in here.
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you have the same?
He wants his gavel.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Want your gavel?
Harry, you're the author.
We'll look at Brad first.
Let me get rid of this.
One, two, three.
Not getting better.
There we go. One, two.
Do you have what you need, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much. Did you get off?
Okay.
No. No, can we get up there? I'm good. I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sure. I knew what it was. I think she was nervous.
Yeah, we're not
sure. Should I get a copy of it?
Sure.
Okay. Learn something new every day. Okay, so now we'll go back to item number 8, action regarding 2022 Webster Avenue concrete pavement and sidewalk repair project. Update on Roselawn Boulevard to Alloway Avenue.
At the last building board meeting, in some length we talked about this item. We talked about the scope of the sidewalk. We talked a little bit about the condition of the underground utilities. And the challenge of getting all of the engineering done in a short time frame. After that meeting, I reached out to Paul Montecchio, Brown County Highway Commissioner, and expressed to him my concern, and he thought it would be best to postpone the project. I was hoping for a 2023. I was hoping to take this project on in 2023. However, that didn't fit in the schedule, and he suggested 2024. And I had indicated to him that in 2024 we'll be reconstructing
Libel Street, and we will be using Webster Avenue as a detour road. So, yeah, we probably don't want to do that in 2024. And it's then suggested that that we delay the project to 2025. And based on what we learned about underground utilities, and we'll be learning more about the condition of the underground utilities, he had also indicated that, you know, in the future this could be a reconstruct. So we'll continue to look into and assess the condition of the underground utilities, and there'll be more discussion on this topic. I had taken this to the Public Works Committee and made a recommendation to the Village Board to postpone the project as suggested by Ron County.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it allows us to do it right. Any questions for Sean? Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green?
I move to approve the delay.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? Gives us time to look at sidewalks and utilities and all that stuff. We have a motion to approve the delay of the project on Webster Avenue and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10, Resolution 2021-31, thanking Jared Schmidt for his years of service on the Economic Development Committee and a certificate of appreciation. Jared is not here. However, the resolution reads, be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, Brown County, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Jared Schmidt for serving on the Economic Development Committee since April 21st of 2020, and to honor Mr. Schmidt with a resolution and certificate of recognition of his excellent service to our community. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? We're very thankful for all of our volunteers, including Mr. Schmidt. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, action regarding Resolution 2021-32, thanking Christopher Engerbretson for his years of service on the Economic Development Committee and a certificate of appreciation. Be it resolved that the Village Board of Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to thank Christopher Engerbretson for serving on the Economic Development Committee since April 18th of 2017, and to honor Mr. Engerbretson with a resolution certificate of recognition of his excellent service to our community. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We have a motion to approve Resolution 2021-32 in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12, action regarding schedule hearing to consider adoption of Ordinance 2021-02, amending Section 475-306B of the Village Zoning Ordinance, relating to the height requirements of a riverfront building in a riverfront mixed-use MXR district and a riverfront office residential mixed-use GXR district. Mr. Fuller.
So I thought I included the text amendment, proposed text amendment. So the proposed, like you indicated, would be going from five stories allowed by right with the six through Village Board approval to five right to eight with Village Board approval. And Planning Commission did review this at their previous two meetings. Took action at the meeting last week, Monday, and recommended approval on a 42 vote.
Okay. That's eight stories above, right?
Eight stories above Riverside Drive.
Okay. Any questions for Trevor?
Yes. 8 stories above Riverside. Therefore, if the area being built is 20-30 feet below Riverside, technically it could be a 10-story building?
I believe the ordinance reads that they can go a story and a half below the roof. So they could essentially do a story below grade and then a half exposed basement, which would be a half story. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
And in this situation, that would be primarily parking? Garage dormer?
Correct, yes. In this situation, it would be parking.
I will accept the motion on this item.
Well, and just to clarify, the geographical area would be all the way up through Marine Drive.
From?
That's correct. So this would include a change to all MXR and GXR properties, which are mixed-use riverfront properties. That's generally from Alloway Avenue all the way up to city limits on Marine Street.
West of Riverside.
West of Riverside, thank you.
Okay. So our action is to schedule the hearing.
Correct.
I would make that motion.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion?
Okay. I know I don't know if this is the point, but we've had some feedback from citizens, not a lot, 2 or 3, I think. But the hearing would be the place to have those discussions and then take action following that, correct?
Correct.
Then any time in between, I guess, if you're approached by whoever.
Correct. Can I make one comment?
Yep.
One comment that I explained at the Planning Commission, I just want to be clear. This is a text amendment, so it's different than a zoning parcel amendment. Zoning parcel, we notify adjacent property owners. Text amendment, we do not. Because this includes all parcels zoned this one way. So, just a clarification, just so that the board's aware.
But there's nothing stopping us.
No, but our typical notification is only 200 feet anyway. So I think in this instance, it really wouldn't do a lot, but I do know that there we have received some concerns, not many, from the adjoining or the adjacent neighborhood. Just wanted to make that clear.
Well, we make a public notice for a public hearing.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And it goes out, probably goes out to our newsletter or via our email list.
And maybe post on our website.
Post on our website.
Social media.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a previous story covered by the Press Gazette, and there was whatever the press here. But I just want just for everyone's information.
I would really encourage too having some sort of visuals too. I mean, when people hear 10 stories, 8 stories, 5 stories, they want to see where that is. It's hard to envision that, especially on that road, because pretty much all your traffic from head on is, you know, going from east to west. So would you have a visual? It's not a requirement. I would encourage it.
Nancy, sure.
While I'm interested in hearing to get more information from the public, I'm wondering about this process because I believe it's being prompted by a potential development where we don't have complete information about what is being developed. They would potentially be looking for a financial incentive from the village for this, which we don't have all the details on yet, but this process would be opening the development process to anyone who didn't want public money. They can go along this area now, if it passes, so on and so forth, to create an 8-story building, and we would have minimal input on that. So part of, I know we spent a ton of time to redo the zoning throughout the village. I don't know, from what I know so far, if it makes sense to allow a carte blanche switch of this many stories in a complete area, as opposed to looking at each potential development one-off. That's where I'm at the moment.
And does the ordinance read, if we approve it, it's allowed, 5 stories are allowed, but you need village board approval for 8?
That's correct. And that was a point brought up at the Planning Commission. What I explained at the Planning Commission is our ordinance does require board approval for the additional story heights. However, the approval criteria is pretty vague. So I think it would be hard, it wouldn't be impossible, but it would be challenging to approve one and not approve another down the road without making a clear distinction between the two projects. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. I just don't understand why that's the case. Why would one decision on a specific parcel affect the balance of all parcels with that zoning?
An example that was discussed at the Planning Commission was, in this instance, there is no buildings directly adjacent from the street, so maybe that would be a reason to approve the additional stories. So that would be an example of something the board would have to make a distinction between when they, if they made an approval for additional stories, they'd have to include in that motion what distinguishes this project or why they're voting yes on this project, just so that future decisions they could go back and reference that. I think the intent of the additional step of board approval is a way to notify the public one other time of the additional storage request. I don't know if it's intended to strictly prohibit.
Thank you.
I mean, we're not approving the ordinance.
Not today, no. Yep. No, today we're...
So that's a public hearing to give them opportunity to... and that public hearing is scheduled, wouldn't be scheduled for November 16th. And I guess your question, and we're not here really to debate that, but does it make sense just to treat it as a one development versus carte blanche?
Right. Okay. Like I began with, interested in more public feedback. That's what I've learned so far. That's my mindset. And maybe I was, in terms of bringing it up tonight, just to see if there was something obvious that I was overlooking.
Okay. Do we have a motion and a second? We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, we have a motion to schedule a public hearing on November 16th and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, approval of termination of developer's agreement with Lakeshore Specialty Investments, LLC, Martha Avenue Residential Lots. Trevor.
So this project is likely familiar to the board. As discussed in the memo, we approved a development agreement with Lakeshore Specialty Investments previously and spelled out certain criteria for the folks to be able to participate in some of the infrastructure improvements needed. And that those criteria, at least the highlights of what's said in the agreement, is referenced in the memo. We did receive late last week a draft from the future property owner's attorney. Our attorney did review and provide us with a revised copy, and I did provide the redlined version on your desk tonight. The one, and I apologize, I was checking my email when we first started the meeting because there was some additional comment and dialogue between our attorney and the property owner's attorney. Under item number two, this October 20th, 2021 date, they would like, there's a discussion between the attorneys on whether it should say a specific date or if it should say at execution or at closing. And so that's still, I guess, a TBD that will need to be worked out. But I would ask that the board, if there's no other comments, approve it with the understanding that that gets figured out with our attorney's approval.
When are they doing the move?
They would like to do the move of the house in November. They would like to start with the foundation work. Actually, they spoke with their building inspector today about setting up a meeting to go over that tomorrow.
Okay. Any questions for Trevor? We'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Harris.
Move to approve the termination of developer's agreement document subject to the second item Trevor mentioned about the two parties' attorneys coming to an agreement on when payment would be completed.
Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. So the red line version that we have, Trevor, is from our attorney?
Yes, and their attorney was okay with everything but the...
Okay. Any other discussion? Need your initial on the signature. And your name. You want your middle initial on there, right? Yes. Thank you. Yep. Yeah, so on my, if you'd make a change there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. I want to see them move that house. It'll be fun to watch.
2 o'clock in the morning?
I'll do it. Okay, item number 14, action regarding year-round Village Hall office hours.
Well, Mr. Matuzik is here, who spoke the last time we discussed the summer hours of the village staff, and he recommended that we should go year-round, and that's what we're bringing forth. So we call the clearance on the rule. No, it has worked out very well, but...
So why don't you describe what the hours are?
Currently we do, starting the first full week of April through the last week of October, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Friday, 7 to 11. So we're looking at extending that year-round.
Okay.
Just a comparable Village of Howard already does it as well. It's a good plan.
Any discussion or any questions for Brad? I will accept the motion on this item.
Nick's getting sworn in. Trustee Genrich.
I would move to approve the year-round Village Hall office hours as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve a change to our village office hours to be year-round. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank
Quick,
you.
Question. What application this will start January?
Starting in January. Item number 15, action regarding storm sewer sinkhole repair. Mr. G.
This year, we have seen an abnormal amount of sinkholes. And for the most part, these sinkholes have developed above faulty storm sewer elements, which would include pipe, manholes, inlets. And I think this is part in, this is due to the amount of rainfall we've received over the past few years. It's also a reflection of the overall age of our storm sewer.
Yep, thank you. Continue.
Okay. On this spreadsheet in front of you, there are 18 sinkholes that we have discovered, some of which, those that are highlighted in red, that we've already taken care of. But we have a number of sinkhole, a number of storm sewer repairs that need to be made to address the sinkholes that have developed. We estimate that it will cost somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 to make these repairs. And we had taken this item to the Public Works Committee, and we had asked to use ARPA funds to fund this work. We'd like to get started right away. We've actually started on some of these already just because of their physical location, one of which is on Broadway near the elementary school. The Public Works Committee had authorized the use of, had made a recommendation to the Village Board to authorize the use of ARPA funds to get started on this work.
I think the one on 402 East Briar was fixed today. Okay, so any questions for Sean? I'll accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Move to approve the use of ARPA funds for sinkhole repair?
Correct.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the use of ARPA funds for the fixing of sinkholes. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 16, action regarding 2021 Webster televising contract.
We just recently opened this for a televising contract along on Webster Avenue. The purpose of this contract is to televise, roughly speaking, about 25,000 linear feet of sewer. That would include sanitary and storm. And to televise, roughly speaking, 225 sanitary sewer laterals. We had received two bids. The low bidder, Speedy Clean Inc., provided a bid in the amount of $40,490. We had estimated that this cost, that this work would cost approximately $65,000. So we are happy with the number that we have received. The other one came in much higher. I said I hadn't reached out to them, but tonight we didn't take this to Public Works Committee because of the timing, but we make a recommendation to the Village Board to accept the low bid submitted by Speedy Clean in the amount of $40,490.
How is it possible that someone else would bid nine times the cost for, in theory, the same work?
I don't know.
Is it possible, I don't know how the bid documents were laid out, is it possible that there's a decimal place issue and Nation Power Rodding was at $35,615?
No.
Okay.
We take the results and we double check the math. I think they were hopeful that they'd be only better, and we would have rejected the bid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do we know anything about the Speedy Clean?
Yeah, we've worked with them in the past. They've done good work.
Okay. And then what is the supplemental bid items?
I'm not quite sure what we're going to encounter. So in the event that we have to do some heavy cleaning up and beyond what would be considered normal,
okay.
We have a bid item for it. We're not subject to a change order. If we run into heavy roots, we have a bid item to address those and protruding laterals. We find that from time to time. We have a bid item to cut those out of the pipe if need be.
Okay. Any questions for Sean? Okay.
With you. I may have, if you said it, I apologize for missing it. Where are we pulling these funds from for this work?
ARPA.
Oh, this would also be ARPA. Okay. Okay. I apologize if you said that. I missed it.
Mr. Kendrick, did you have a question?
Oh, no. Same one.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions? Discussion? I will accept the motion on this item. Mr. Genrich.
I would move to approve the televising contract as presented, with bid going to Speedy Clean.
And using ARPA funds?
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the televising contract to Speedy Clean using for $40,490 with a $9,960 supplemental bid and the use of ARPA funds. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 17, Resolution 2021-33, amending the ward map for the village of Alloy Brown County based on the 2020 census. That has us up over 14,000 people. Carrie, would you like to say anything?
Yeah. As you know, local governments are required to redraw municipal ward boundaries every 10 years to accommodate changes in population revealed in the census data. Attached for consideration is a proposed ward map for the village containing 9 wards. Using our results, Brown County Planning assisted with producing the proposed ward map. And since our population hasn't changed significantly and the map is roughly the same, the proposed ward map closely resembles the existing ward map for the village.
Okay. Any questions for Carrie? I will accept the motion on this item. Trustee Harris?
Move to approve Resolution 2021-33.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green? Any discussion? Thanks for your hard work on this, Carrie.
We'll also need to include the ward map, too.
Okay.
The resolution and the ward map.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying.
Good with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve the resolution and the new ward map and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 18, future agenda items. Is there anything that my fellow trustees would like to see on a future agenda item?
Maybe some ongoing discussion about our dump, for lack of a better word, down on LeBron. I know we had some questions about some oil, surplus oil being dumped, and just overall issues around use and maybe where people are coming from. Some of the neighbors had complained about that. So,
sounds good.
Yeah.
I
We'll do it at a later date. Well, if you want to, go ahead.
I stopped on Sunday just to check out the conditions there. People are using the yard waste side with about 3/4% full. And watch a guy dump some yard waste, and then I was watching him leave, and then I followed behind him. Then he headed south on East River Drive, so I followed him, but wondering if he was going to go to the peer residency. And I did, and I wrote down his license plate number, gave it to Mike, and I don't know if he's looked at the video, but the peer people are obviously using our site. We'll have to come up with a solution for that.
I think signage will be a great start. Just let people know this is an LOA facility used for LOA residents.
And campus residents.
I really think if we put up a sign saying this is for LOA residents.
I think we have one already.
I believe that is posted, President Rector.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right on the fence as you pull
in.
We
need to make it bigger because I didn't see it.
Well.
Okay. Okay. Nothing else on a future agenda item. So therefore, I will accept the motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Now, Mr. Sampson's not here tonight to give that eloquent. So, would anyone else like to make that motion?
So moved.
It's very eloquent. And do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Thank you. We are enclosed. Did you get anything?